It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Hurricane Francine hammers the Gulf Coast. We have the story.
Two people dead after separate traffic accidents in Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Suicide rates in Sedgwick County dropped last year. If you know someone in crisis, we have information that could help. That story is ahead.
An unlicensed Wichita child care provider has been fined. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A fatal crash in South Wichita last night. The call came in shortly before 9 p.m. near the intersection of 47th Street South and Seneca. Sedgwick County Dispatch confirmed that a pedestrian was killed. No more information has been released.
And a woman has died after a rollover crash on I-135 near Valley Center yesterday afternoon. Several vehicles involved. The Highway Patrol identifying the deceased as 21-year-old Caitlin Heyer of Sedgwick. One person suffered minor injuries in that accident as well.
Hurricane Francine made landfall in Louisiana Wednesday evening, bringing widespread flooding and high winds to the south. Fox Weather meteorologist Jane Miner is in Gulfport, Mississippi with an update.
We're most concerned with now is the isolated tornado potential and the storm surge. Now, the storm, yes, Francine has made landfall as a Category 2 in southern Louisiana. It has since weakened to a tropical storm. It is expected to continue to weaken as we go through this next, say, 12 to 24-hour period. We are still expecting a lot of rain. To that point, I want to jump over to Louisiana very quickly and stay in New Orleans, where we do have flash flood emergencies in place right now. We have over 300,000 power outages across southern Louisiana and a lot of rain.
President Biden had approved an emergency declaration for Louisiana ahead of the storm's arrival.
Suicide rates in Sedgwick County down 13% between 2022 and last year.
That data was provided to the Sedgwick County Commission by Dr. Nicole Klaus, associate professor at the KU School of Medicine. She said while 94 people died from suicide in 2023, the death rates are the lowest in the county since 2015. Dr. Klaus says help is just a phone call away.
If you're in crisis or you have a friend or family member who's in crisis, help is available by calling 988 or the local suicide prevention line.
Males made up three-fourths of the deaths. Firearms were the most common method of suicide at 65%. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And one of the biggest life stressors for people 34 and younger is relationship issues, while health challenges stress those 64 and older.
An unlicensed Wichita child care provider has been barred from providing services until obtaining a license after a judge found her guilty of violating the Kansas Consumer Protection Act.
Monica Belfort, doing business as Tia's Child Care, was accused of violating the KCPA by acting as an unlicensed child care provider and using KDHE forms to present the appearance of being licensed. The court found these alleged violations to be deceptive. Belfort was ordered to pay $40,000 in civil penalties, as well as court costs and investigation fees. The court also permanently restricted Belfort from providing child care services in Kansas without first obtaining a license and from operating as a daycare facility until all costs and fees are paid. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Officials are working around the clock battling dangerous wildfires in Nevada and California.
Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo urging folks to pay attention to updates and evacuation warnings from the Davis Fire south of Reno.
The wind's changing, the weather's changing, the number of personnel that you're addressing to the situation is changing. Everything is continuing to be dynamic.
The blaze ripping through nearly 6,000 acres and is 31% contained. California's airport fire in Orange and Riverside counties slashing through over 23,000 acres with zero containment.
There have been two civilian injuries reported, a medical issue and a burn patient, and we do not have updates on the status of those two civilians at this time.
Orange County Unified Incident Commander Kevin Fetterman noting 10 firefighters have suffered minor injuries. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the airport fire is among four wildfires currently in Southern California.
KNSS News Time, now 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
How did the Royals do in Yankee Stadium last night? Well, it was a close game. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A North Carolina woman strikes luck and fortune twice.
Ooh.
That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Nearly 200 people have died in Vietnam in the aftermath of Typhoon Yagi, and more than 125 are missing as flash floods and landslides take their toll. Vietnam's V New Express, a newspaper, reported 197 people have died and 128 are missing, while more than 800 have been injured.
A suspect arrested and charged with starting a devastating Colorado wildfire.
The Alexander Mountain Fire in northern Colorado burned for nearly 3 weeks, destroying 29 homes, charring nearly 10,000 acres. Now the Larimer County Sheriff's Office believes they know who started it. They've arrested 49-year-old Jason Hobby and charged him with arson, false imprisonment, and impersonating a police officer. Hobby was an employee at a guest ranch that was threatened by the fire. The sheriff's office says his truck was equipped with firefighting apparatus, and he presented himself falsely as a certified firefighter. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A new study finds more women have had their tubes tied since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
The research letter published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found the biggest increases in tubal ligations were in states that ban abortion. Researchers looked at data from 36 states and Washington, D.C. from 2021 and 2022 for nearly 5 million women who had the procedure. Researchers categorized the areas as banned, limited, or protected based on their abortion policies. In the 18 months before the Dobbs decision, tubal ligations remained stable in all three groups, but in the second half of 2022, it rose in all three. And researchers also found tubal ligations rose by 3% each month in states where abortion was banned. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
A woman in North Carolina strikes luck and fortune twice.
Kathy Noe winning nearly $350,000 off a lottery ticket this week, her second six-figure prize in less than a year. Noe's ticket matching all five numbers in the August 29th drawing. She had a 1 in 962,000 chance of winning. She'll take home more than $247,000 after federal and state taxes. Noe had previously won a $100,000 jackpot. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing the traffic volumes really are picking up out there, but so far things looking pretty good there in traffic still. One thing I do want to mention, we did have gasoline prices drop down by quite a bit, just a little bit, $2.99, more or less an average out there. I'm seeing better here and there, though. Kellogg and Mays, $2.96 a gallon.
Really?
So, yeah, down below that $3 a gallon mark. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Trackers Reforecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Always.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weekend almost here, and it looks like we're in store for, you know, a pretty nice one, a decent one, when it comes to us still not expecting much active weather. And while it's going to be warm out there, it does look like most of the time our weather should be in favor for some nice conditions to wrap up the Kansas State Fair. So, you know, only a few days left for fairgoers out there. And when it comes to our temperatures during the warmest part of the day, still feeling summer-like, while we'll have those, you know, fall-like cooler temperatures during our mornings. Seeing the same thing today, high of 89 degrees under a mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky and a southeast breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Dipping down to 61 today with more fair skies. Those winds, that breeze going to back off a little bit during the night, but then pick back up again to 10 to 20 once we get into our Friday. High of 88. Not really much change over the last few days where we've been anywhere between around 88 to 90 degrees. So we're only talking about a difference of 2-3 degrees out there since earlier this week. Now, once we get into Saturday, there's going to be a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, but again, we have a better chance of staying dry, so fairgoers, just something to at least be aware of for the last couple of days of the Kansas State Fair, especially since we'll have another 10% chance of rain or a rumble of thunder come Sunday. Highs in the lower 90s both days during the weekend. Once we get into next week, here's where our active weather looking a little bit more likely. 20% chance of rain, rumbles Monday, high of 90 degrees, and then up to a 30% chance by the time we get into our Tuesday. Temperatures starting to take a slight dip, but not really feeling quite like fall, only dipping down to 87 degrees Tuesday. About a week from now, next Wednesday, 87 degrees with only a 10% chance of rain, but still a ways away from the middle of next week. We may need to maybe bump up that Wednesday chance a little bit here in the next few days. Right now, we're at 63 degrees. Winds are calm. A little bit higher dew point where that air not feeling as pleasant, but still comfy, and really just a quiet start to the day with very little cloud cover.
Francine, not having much of an impact on our weather here then, right?
No, it still looks like at most a little bit later on today, maybe just a few clouds, especially east of Wichita, but that's going to be about it. It really looks like a lot of what Francine is generating. Now currently a tropical depression, that latest update coming out not too long ago, throwing that out there. But yeah, either way, we're not really going to see much from that.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. That's the forecast with meteorologist Ronell Williams, Stephen Taylor, the morning here on KNSS 716 on this Thursday morning, September 12th. And it was on this date in 1994, truck driver Frank Eugene Corder piloted a stolen single-engine Cessna airplane into restricted airspace in Washington, D.C., and crashed it into the south lawn of the White House. So that was before 9/11. After 9/11, they would have shot him down, but he crashed it on the lawn. All right, what's going on here? Ted, we got had something happen yesterday that I wanted to pass along, and that is my car went on the fritz.
Oh, extremely stressful.
Older Mazda.
I went through that this summer.
Yeah. And I got my grandson. My grandson was over at the house yesterday helping his grandmother, Nolan. He followed me downtown, and we took the car down to Carl's Goodyear.
Hey, now.
And they said, they called me back, said, here's what's wrong. We'll get the parts. And then they called me back a couple hours later and said, hey, it's ready to go.
Hey.
So that's good news. We got to get down there and pick it up.
That's good news, yeah.
So thank you, Joe Pedrovin, and then the guys at Carl's Goodyear Tire. So that was kind of happy that happened.
Yeah, it's good to get resolved.
After we did that, Nolan and I and Shelly went a few blocks away to the Homegrown and had some breakfast lunch.
I just went there with my sister the other day.
Man, it was some good chow.
I'll bet it was.
Very good chow. Hey, listen, I wanted to mention a new conspiracy theory.
Oh,
probably heard about it. We had a story on Fox News. It happens to do has to do with Vice President Kamala Harris. There apparently some people thought maybe her earring she was wearing was some sort of a device where people were feeding her answers.
I've not heard this.
You haven't?
No.
Okay.
So tell me.
Well, apparently yes, it doesn't say exactly who it is, but somebody came back. No. This is an earring she got from Tiffany and Company. Apparently, especially, but somebody's looking for something all the time. Nobody's feeding her answers, so.
How do we know?
Because it has a source here. I can't find where it is, but it has one of these surprising post that went out on this, reached 2.5 million people, ex-followers.
Of course.
Other posts about the conspiracy theory garnered millions of views. However, the story has since been disputed and disproven in a community note posted on one of the most popular posts. So Apparently, this comes from the Associated Press, and I think it's fairly reliable.
Okay.
It's reliable, so. Yeah, it's just not an earache. The thing about it is the thing with the cats and all that, it's BS, and it gets out there, and away it goes. And I found one of my favorite quotes today.
Okay.
Put this in your billfold.
Okay.
It's from a guy named Winston Churchill.
Okay, this will be good.
He was a politician back in Great Britain. A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to put its pants on.
Well, that's
it.
And that's he's ahead of his time with that quote.
Yeah.
That's more true today than ever.
Yeah, there you go. I thought it was kind of timely, though. Anyway, it's 7:19, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And the truth is, it's time for Ted to tell us about sports this morning.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. How about we talk college football tonight on the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show with the football coach at Kansas State. 6 o'clock tonight. That's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Tomorrow night, big game for K-State in Manhattan. 14th-ranked Kansas State hosting 18th-ranked Arizona. Both teams are 2-0. That'll be a good one tomorrow night, and they'll preview that tonight with Coach Kleiman on the Coach Kleiman Show on KFH. And then we have Thursday night football tonight, getting the second week in the NFL season underway. It's in Miami. The Dolphins hosting the Buffalo Bills. Both teams are 1-0. 7 o'clock tonight. Listen live on KFH. Dolphins a 2.5-point favorite tonight on Thursday Night Football. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals lose 4-3 in Yankee Stadium to the Yankees, top team in the American League last night. Royals twice had a lead, couldn't hold on. Yankees win at 4-3 in 11 innings as the Yankees scored in both the 10th and the 11th innings to win it. In front of 40,000 fans at Yankee Stadium, the Royals dropped 2 out of 3 in New York, and the Royals lost a game in their standings for the playoff race. Here's where we are. The Royals have a 4.5 game lead now for a playoff spot with 15 games to go in the season. It's an off day today for the Royals. We'll take a look at some more Major League action. The Minnesota Twins win at home, hosting the Los Angeles Angels last night. Getting help for the Twins, a lot of former Wichita Windsurge players, including right fielder Matt Wallner. The action on Valley Sports North.
Oh, boy.
Hammer to left center field. Back it goes. Deep it goes. And that is gone. And Matt Wallner answers for the Twins. He homers once again here at Target Field, his 13th. And the Twins answer back. It's a 1-1 game. Effortless. Just an effortless cut with so much power.
It's just a great approach against the guy who's going to throw a ton of sinkers.
Yeah, Matt Wallner goes deep again. Twins beat the Angels 6-4. Back-to-back wins for the Twins, who now have a 3-game lead for a playoff spot with 16 games to go in the season. Men's soccer, JUCO men's soccer, nationally ranked matchup in Arkansas City yesterday. 4th-ranked Cowley College beating 20th-ranked Lewis and Clark, 4-1. Big win for Cowley men's soccer. They are ranked 4th in the nation, undefeated on the season, 4-0-1 early on. Another win for Cowley men's soccer. Don't forget, Tucker Carlson is live here in downtown Wichita tomorrow night at Intrust Bank Arena. And we've been giving away really good up-close tickets to listeners here on KNSS. And we're giving away some. That'll be the drawing will be tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock if you text in the keyword. How do you get the keyword? Well, you listen to Steve and Ted, and at some point before the show wraps up today, we'll tell you what that keyword is. So listen for your chance to win. Get entered for those Tucker Carlson tickets. Tucker's here and down tomorrow night. So listen for that keyword. We'll get it to you before the show ends today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Keep it here for a house call for health coming up. Getting six pack abs may be easier now than ever.
Oh.
I can't wait
to hear this.
Might have to have a little surgery, but.
Oh.
That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Thursday morning, 59 degrees. A Wichita woman has been sentenced for the fentanyl death of her infant son in October of 2023. 36-year-old Wilma Presley was sentenced to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to distributing a controlled substance causing death and aggravated endangering a child, along with other drug crimes. Presley's co-defendant, 32-year-old Bridgie McCullough, is scheduled for sentencing tomorrow, Friday.
Kansas Honor Flight, marking a milestone yesterday with the return of its 100th Honor Flight to the nation's capital, a program that has provided trips for more than 3,000 World War II, Korean, and Vietnam veterans at no charge to them. Veteran Paul Feliciano says it felt good to be appreciated this way.
We were made to be appreciated for what we have done for our country.
The trip brought back many emotions, memories, and healing for the 100 veterans on the flight.
Three wildfires in Southern California continue to burn, with smoke ash polluting the air more than 250 miles away in Las Vegas and beyond. Fox's Matt Finn is in Los Angeles.
The Bridge Fire north of San Bernardino has now exploded to 50,000 acres. The fire is expanding and is considered 0% contained. Not far from the Bridge Fire, the Line Fire in San Bernardino County has burned more than 36,000 acres, only 18% contained. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says a 34-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the fire that's injured three firefighters. 65,000 structures are threatened. To the south of Los Angeles, not far from Laguna Hills, the airport fire in Orange and Riverside counties has burned more than 23,000 acres.
California faced a severe weather heat wave with temperatures in the hundreds this past week.
President Biden visited the sites of all three September 11th attacks, marking the anniversary this week.
On his final 9/11 anniversary in office, President Biden traveled to Lower Manhattan as family members read the names of nearly 3,000 people killed in the World Trade Center attack in 2001.
Robert, my little brother. I know we will meet again. Until then, I love you and think of you every day.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump joined the president, the two presidential candidates, shaking hands hours after debating in Philadelphia. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A controversial day for City Hall in New York.
New York City's council set to vote on authorization today in a move that could lead to a call for billions in taxpayer spending. The city legislation would then charge a 9-member task force with examining the impact of slavery and past injustices for African Americans in New York City and determine what monetary or non-monetary reparations are necessary. Critics call the bill divisive and unrealistic, but civil rights activists say it's history-making. If the reparations bill is passed by the council, it'll go before New York City Mayor Eric Adams for his signature. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Were the earrings worn by Vice President Kamala Harris in the presidential debate actually a listening device?
There was widespread speculation by Trump supporters on X that those gold and pearl earrings worn by Kamala Harris Tuesday night were a state-of-the-art Bluetooth listening device, something banned by debate organizer ABC. People argue they bore an uncanny resemblance to audio earrings made by Nova H1. The Daily Mail reached out to the managing director of the company, who acknowledged the resemblance was striking, but neither confirmed nor denied it was their product. The company telling Just the News they're even developing a male version of the product that could be made available for the Trump campaign should they want it. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Thursday, mostly to partly cloudy skies. Not much change to the forecast just yet. A southeast breeze kicking up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. That's going to send us back up to a high of 89. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronna Williams.
Now a few clouds and 59 degrees. 7:34, Stephen Ted of the morning here on KNSS. And the American Red Cross, the Red Cross Blood Center here in Wichita, is needing some blood. It just happens from time to time, and this is one of those times this summer where we've got a shortage going on. With us from the Red Cross Blood Center this morning is Logan Wright. Good morning, Logan.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. How are you this morning? Sound like you're perky.
I'm doing great because we are officially out of blood shortage.
Oh.
You have done it. Thank you so much to all of our donors.
Really?
And I know that, yes, I know that sounds like we've got out of the woods, but we're really not. What that means is that we are finally fulfilling requests to the fullest from hospitals. When we were in shortage, they were requesting blood we didn't have. Now we're back up to a good level, but we need donors to maintain that level to make sure the hospitals get all the blood that they need. So we're halfway up the mountain. You did good.
Yeah, what's has led to that good supply? How'd that happen?
We had donors turning out exactly as we asked them to. we had people making and keeping their appointments and making room for us in their holiday schedules. I know it gets really busy in the summer with travel and getting ready for school, but people really took the time out of their day to give and donate. So we are so thankful for that. And as school starts back up, we're having more drives on campuses at schools. So a new generation and younger generation will be exposed to the Red Cross for the first time. This is a good time.
Logan, for those who may have never donated, what's the procedure? What can they do to come down and give some blood?
It's very easy. We ask that you make an appointment. You can do that with our Red Cross Blood Donor app by calling Red Cross, by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. And it's about an hour out of your day. We have a fixed site here in Wichita, which is a permanent air-conditioned with good parking building where you can come and visit us, or you might prefer a mobile drive, which is somewhere near you, like at your workplace or at campus that we talked about.
And,
you'll ask,
and I know your blood center here in Wichita, we cover a big territory.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, and that's why we have mobile drives. So if you can't make it to Wichita, there's probably one next to you. When you search for an appointment, it'll show you where all of the drives are. And then you make an appointment, answer some questions the day of about how you're feeling and things you might have experienced, like travel and certain illnesses. And then you go in, and we have about a 5 to 10 minute donation where you're actually giving blood, and then a 15-minute recovery period where you get you some snacks and have a little rest and make sure you're hydrated and ready to go on with your day.
And you have a screening process to make sure that it's safe. And there are certain people that just can't fit the bill to do this physically. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, there are some people who cannot give blood for whatever reason due to travel or recent events or something of for health reasons. I myself sometimes get turned down because I have kind of low iron. So there's some days even I can't donate. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you can't help. You can always spread the word. You can volunteer to do things that aren't blood donation, like help us staff booths or transport that blood or respond to disasters. Or you can always give a monetary donation to the Red Cross where we can use that money to do a ton of things.
Years ago when I donated, they used to give me Sloppy Joes, and then it went to cookies. Did it still do cookies if you're going to give or not?
We have a lot of snacks, a lot of different things. I am partial to a Cheez-It and an apple juice. That's my preferred combination. But, you know, we've got lots of snacks. And sometimes our donors, when you're at a mobile drive or a hosted drive from another community member, will do dinner. I've seen pizza. You know, chili is very popular here in the Midwest, chili and a cinnamon roll. That thing varies drive to drive, but no matter when you give blood, there's going to be at least something there for you to snack on and make sure you're doing well before you go back.
All right, Logan, thanks for being with us this morning, and I'm glad that things are looking better down there. The American Red Cross Blood Center at, 707 North Main here in Wichita. All right. It's 7:38 now, Steve and Ted, in the morning here on KNSS, and we have Saturday night. Ted and I are going to be at Hutchinson at the State Fairgrounds, the encampment building, where U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is having a town hall meeting, and Ted and I are going to be kind of co-hosting and moderating and asking questions and helping him out with that, and it should be fun. And it's going to be broadcast, right? Live, right?
Very
here
good.
On KNSS at starting at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. So you may want to tune in or come on up by Hutchinson and say hello. We'll be there. Let's see here. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, Linda Gray's having a birthday.
Linda Gray.
Linda Gray, 84 years
oh,
old.
My.
Best known for her role as Sue Ellen, the long-suffering wife of Larry Hagman's character, J.R. Ewing's
wife.
On the CBS television drama series, Dallas. The role earned her a nomination for the 1981 Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama.
Yeah, she was good.
As well as two Golden Globe Awards nominations. So, Linda Gray.
And that's her curvaceous leg on the poster for The Graduate.
Is that right?
I
guess you had mentioned
the old
that
movie
before.
The Graduate, where you see Dustin Hoffman in the background, and in the foreground you got this woman's leg.
And that's
Linda Gray's leg.
Well, how about that? Linda Gray's. Ted knows about Linda Gray's leg. Campbell is ready to drop the soup, at least from its official name. Campbell Soup Company announced its intention to change its name at an annual meeting of investors Tuesday. The 155-year-old food seller, which is most famous for its assortment of namesake canned soups, says it would not like to be known as the Campbell's Company. The new name is still subject to a shareholder approval. Can you name any other soup brands?
Oh, yeah.
Can you?
You got sure. Progresso.
Progresso, there's one. Okay.
That's it.
I just going to say, after 155 years, Campbell's been they still got a pretty good hold
on the market.
Yeah. There you go. 740 now, Stephen
Tenzel. Knorr's.
Knorr's?
Yeah, don't they make soups?
Yeah. My wife's potato soup's pretty good, but it really doesn't have a brand.
Yeah, it doesn't really have a brand.
Stephen Tenzel in the morning, 741. Coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Ziggy's Coffee is coming to Derby.
Ah.
Ziggy's. That's on the way. Stephen Tenzel in the morning here on KNSS.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, the 10 of the morning, KNSS 746 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission, here's an update on suicide numbers.
Two.
Two people dead after local traffic accidents. Pedestrian killed in South Wichita. Rollover crash near Valley Center.
One.
Tropical Depression Francine pounding the Gulf Coast with heavy rain and flooding in Louisiana. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing some big traffic slowdowns now, especially northbound on I-135 approaching Kellogg. That backup goes all the way back to Pawnee at the moment. We also have a stalled out vehicle northbound I-235 ramp from Zoo Boulevard. Heavy traffic there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 88 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 60. And then for Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 87 degrees. Now a few clouds, calm, and 59 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. See why people from around the nation make Hatman Jack's their destination. Open Tuesday through Saturday at the Clock Tower in Delano. For the largest selection of Western hats, fedoras, and caps, see the experts at Hatman Jack's. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, and on Wall Street, early drops, but a strong close.
Stocks closing higher with a boost from the tech sector. Investors also closely tracking a government inflation report. At the close, the Dow up 124 points, the S&P rising by 58, the Nasdaq spiking 369 or 2%. Traders started the day less optimistic after a government economic report showed core inflation ticking higher. That dimmed hopes that the Federal Reserve would cut rates by 50 basis points or a half percent. Otherwise, top-line CPI rose 2.5% on an annual basis in August. That's the lowest level in 2.5 years. The vast majority of higher prices is concentrated in the housing sector. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Cassie Collins said she's struggled to find fast coffee options on her way to work from Derby. And as land became available, Collins took the opportunity to bring Ziggy's Coffee, a Colorado-based coffee house and drive-through brand with more than 85 locations across the U.S. to the area east of K-15 in Derby. Collins said she signed a franchise agreement with the coffee company in October last year. Well, since then, she has worked with Ziggy's staff and Arizona-based architecture firm One Architecture on an almost 900-square-foot drive-through coffee location on 1.2 acres of land on the east side of K-15. Site plans for the drive-through coffee location were approved by the Derby Planning Commission last week. Collins said she hopes to begin construction on the drive-through coffee location by the end of the year.
A landmark year for Waterwalk has gotten bigger. After the Wichita-based flexible lodging brand formed a strategic partnership in the spring with Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the largest hotel franchise company in the world, Waterwalk recently launched a new arm, Waterwalk Hospitality. Previously using a third-party company to operate its extended stay hotels, Waterwalk is now in the management business as the direct director of its 11 U.S. properties. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted. Other business news, Norfolk Southern says it has fired CEO Alan Shaw for having an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate. His departure ends two difficult years on the job and comes just days after the company's board announced it was investigating his alleged ethical lapses. Shaw was leading Norfolk Southern in February 2023 when one of its trains derailed, spilled toxic chemicals, and caught fire near Palestine, Ohio, the worst railroad disaster in the last decade. So he's had a tough time, and now he's looking for work. But I would imagine, Ted, he's been pretty well taken care of financially. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and like to Australia. I don't know if we heard that story earlier on, Steve and Ted. Australia is looking at putting an age limit on people who can use social media. Maybe not anybody under the age of 14 or 16 use social media in Australia. How are you going to enforce
it? Yeah, man. Good luck with that.
And that sounds like it could be less a law and more a suggestion. But they think it's harmful. Well, a lot of people think it's harmful. But anyway. Steven 10 in the morning here on KNSS. No,
it's like anything. Some of it's good. Some of it's harmful.
Some of it can be very helpful and very good for you. By the way, today is National Video Games Day.
Okay.
That's for Jad. I want to bring that up for Jad because I know he enjoys his video games. I'm trying to think of the last video game that I played, and I don't do it very often, was on an airplane, and you were there too,
Ted.
What was the name of that game?
Angry Birds.
I could not figure that thing out.
You were amused.
Do a button there, and I couldn't. For some reason, I kept getting it wrong. I became an angry passenger.
Quite funny.
Angry Birds. That's still around?
Some form or another.
Yeah, the sequel added a whole bunch of stuff to it and kind of took away some of the charm of the simplicity of it. Yeah. Unfortunately.
I will say that when my grandsons and grandkids came along, Nolan, the first one, we invested, we got one of those Wii things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for hours played did bowling with him and his brother and sisters. And what else they have? They had bowling and golf. We had a good time with it.
The Wii Sports Package,
The Sports Package.
Yeah.
There you go. And for Ted, today is National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Sign me up.
Do I have to say anything more?
Nope.
Is chocolate your favorite?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. Hard to beat a chocolate milkshake.
Very nice.
I like to have a,
Chick-fil-A and get one.
I like to have a banana-flavored milkshake myself now and then. But
Chick-fil-A's got the banana bread milkshake going on right now, special.
How do you know all this?
I guess because it's on their sign that I pass every day at Central and Rock.
Signs work, huh?
Yeah.
All right. 7:53, Steve and Ted, and we're talking about Saturday night, 6 o'clock. We'll be at doing a live broadcast from the Hutchinson State Fairgrounds and with our U.S. Senator, Roger Marshall, who's going to do a town hall meeting. And we hope the building will be filled with people, and Ted and I will be actually asking the questions, helping ask the questions. The audience will be given a chance, of course, to put in questions.
Yes.
And then we're gonna take over and read the questions.
Yes.
And maybe even ask a couple of our own. I got a couple I'm thinking of.
Good.
We've been asked to do that, and we're going to do that again. We're going to have a live broadcast, 6 o'clock Saturday night, right here on KNSS. How about that? All right, coming up on the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted, and stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got the latest on that hurricane, now tropical depression. Francine losing some punch, and 2 traffic fatals, accidents in the Wichita area. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, our weekly Minute with Mitch, 60-second preview of the Chiefs game. We'll have a Minute with Mitch coming up in sports in just about 25 minutes.
Always a great, great segment. Plus, you've got entertainment to use the blurs on the way, too.
Yeah, I think we have some pretty good stuff in the blur today, including a TV anniversary and a great voice will be with us. Yeah, looking forward to it. Entertainment news in the blur. Don't miss that at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, we have traffic and weather. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.